What's up, everybody? This is Eric LeGrand, owner of LeGrand Coffee House, and you're now listening to the Chop Sports Podcast Network.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a Tuesday, June the 29th. And before we get started, we have to do something real quick. All right. Those are what Victory the Podcast calls Irish crickets. Yes, we are cracking open a beer here at 11:11 on a Tuesday morning because we are just a couple hours away from being en route to the Bronx. We are going to, I guess, Hell's Kitchen at this point. It's like 95 degrees already, Chris. Like, I was out there, I was trying to load the truck. I was like, this is too much. And I got work being done at my house. So there's poor people at my house doing yard work. I can't put myself in that position ever.
Well, we're headed there.
To work, I'm saying. To dig up my backyard for my daughter's birthday party. All for her. It's always...
I don't know why, but honestly, the extreme heat doesn't bother me as much as it bothers most. As long as I'm in the proper attire, proper
setting. You're
wearing
a hoodie right now. Well, but it is also 68 degrees.
Yeah, I'm also kind of a pussy when it comes to being hot and then cold. So I was sweating outside, then coming inside and having the cool hit me. I'm a pussy with that stuff. I got to admit.
Well, at least you're admitting it. Yeah. But listen, we're excited to finally get to the Yankee Stadium. When's the last time you went?
I mean, it's pre-pandemic.
But like,
it was
that season,
2019. Yeah,
me too. It's been 2 years. So it'll be good to get back to the Bronx. We have great seats, courtesy of my boy Lenny, giving us tickets. But I talked to Jason Calhoun last night, as opposed to Nick Calhoun, who designed El Chapo and our logo. He said that he's got tickets in the 300s. He says, hey, heat rises. We're definitely sneaking into the ones. And I was like, not a bad play. But he also said this. He said that 5 minutes before game time, like as we're stumbling into the stadium today, which I fully plan on doing, you can actually buy tickets on the walk over, and people are just unloading tickets.
Yeah, man.
I know, $20 a pop in the 100s.
I was looking with Ash yesterday at Yankee Tickets. Well, she was looking at Yankee Tickets because she's got the bug, and they're like $8. She's like, let's plan a day. I was like, we don't really need to plan because I'm looking,
and
there's every game available for fairly cheap. She was saying Red Sox game. I was like, I'm not sure I want to go watch them get smoked. But
you know who had a good idea? Hawaii Mike actually hit me up not too long ago. I think it was last week. He shot me a message on Facebook, and he said that you guys should definitely, within the next Red Sox series or the next time the Yankees play the Mets, maybe when it's in Citi Field, because it's too close now because they're obviously playing this week. He says on a Sunday night baseball, me, you, some of our loyal Yankee listeners, we're all just here watching the game and record us watching the game and do that feel. And I was like, dude, I've wanted to do that off the rip. But yeah, he just kind of replanted that seed
in my head. Yeah, I have
those
kinds of things planned for football season. I know that you're not a big watch in public kind of guy, but I don't know exactly where we're going to go with football season this year because I'm trying to decide if we need to lock down a venue that we go to every week and kind of get a gathering, or we just kind of do the in-house thing here because the place is empty on Sunday.
We have so three TVs.
We have the options, and honestly, I could rig this room up where we have 5 TVs,
right?
Screens everywhere. It's just a matter of honestly getting a ticket here, which I don't know if that's feasible.
That's putting a satellite on the roof, and I don't know if that's available.
I mean, it's definitely feasible to put a satellite out that window right there. Not that the listeners could see,
yeah,
but I'm saying, like, I already pay for the Hulu Live, and I'm not trying to pay an extra cable
subscription. But do you get via Hulu Live? Do you get? Yeah, I guess because we watched the Euros
yesterday. That's how I was watching football the last 2 seasons at my house. But I just never really stay home on Sundays. I'm always out because I'm a...
You could still do that, huh? Can still stomach that?
Yeah.
I guess if you don't have the ticket, you have to.
But mostly the Packers are fucking on national TV. Almost every game
Cowboys
they're televised.
The same way.
It's crazy.
Cowboys, like when the schedule comes out, you know they got, for us at least, they got the 2 against the Giants. You got Thanksgiving Day. 3 off the rip. Then you got, you know, a Monday night, a Thursday night. That's 5 off the rip. Sunday night, that's at least 6. Then you know, then they feature them a couple times on Fox, and you get 7, 8 half their season, and I'm still paying full price for the ticket because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
But I'm also the idiot who can't go to bars anymore because, truth be told, it's because I want to watch the games with my old man. That's it. Me, my brother, him, we all watch. We get crazy.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
And that's what I want to do. But, like, truth be told also, I can't be in public with these people because it's always about fantasy talk and people just don't give a shit and, like, there's not as passionate as me. And
there is nobody that's into fantasy football more than me. Do you know what I do when I watch the Packers? like I have 10 fantasy football leagues anyway.
Right.
So I just set it and forget it. Like I make my lineup moves accordingly in a vacuum, pretending like I don't have any interest in anything. I have guys that I'm playing guys that I have, et cetera.
Don't you hate that?
I mean, I don't because I just set my lineup to be the best it could be based on what I know, analytics, this, that, or the other. And then I fucking wait for the Packers, and I root for the Packers' interest every single game. I don't root for the Vikings if I have Dalvin Cook. He's going to get what he gets regardless of what I root for. And I have very good way of compartmentalizing it, and there's nothing that makes me more happy than a Packer win and a Viking loss. So if Dalvin Cook on my fantasy team happens to sprain his ankle and it causes them to lose, I'm good with that as well.
My dad used to say when it came to like gambling on the sports, he goes, how much are these wins worth it to you? You know, like when I go to the Giants game, would you put $100 on the Giants? So therefore, if you're at the stadium and you got to witness Dallas lose, at least you're coming home with some
no,
point.
No, I would never. Like, no. That's crazy talk. I also don't bet on my team.
I don't ever. Either. I haven't done it.
I shouldn't say I never do, but it's only when
I leave mine alone.
I have a really good understanding as to what's happening. I could give really good betting advice with the Packers because I know them so well.
Right.
I always tell my people, like, oh, I don't know about them this week. I'll say it. I'll be honest. When the point spreads come out, I'm pretty good at it.
You mean you're not Mr. They're going to win every game and they have the best players of all time on every position?
Well, publicly, yes. But when it comes to my buddies that know me well and know that it doesn't really affect how I actually think about them. Like, for instance, Joe. I'll be like, Joe, stay away from Green Bay this week. I still root. What I think going into it has zero bearing. And
Very true.
You know, this my whole goes back to the whole karma, me not believing in shit.
Yeah, you totally. Know. Yeah, well, listen, I get jazzed up even just talking about football season coming around. And I know it's going to be here before we know it. Training camp starts literally in a couple weeks, if not 2 weeks.
I cannot wait. Think about how amazing these podcasts are going to get when we get to talk football daily.
Football, not only daily, but like there's a game on Thursday, there's a game on Monday, there's fantasy aspects,
there's press
all
conferences,
world.
There's
press conferences, there's going to be so much football
there's
coverage.
Hot seats, there's you can't even get me started right now. Bro, and then there's fantasy, which I wanted to say that too. I know that we've plugged it. We're going to be doing a fantasy special. At least I'm going to be doing it.
Yeah.
And we're going to be running it on this feed. So it's probably going to be a free agent acquisition thing and then a set your lineup kind of thing, a little ranking advice.
Yeah. Kind of treat it like the sauce, you know, like whenever you want to drop it, people listen to it 6 minutes long.
The only issue that I have, and I've explained this before, is that I'm tipping my hand. Right. But that's part of being an anti-establishment sports media member.
I cannot wait till that shirt drops. Yeah. I'm going to – it's like my finger's on the purchase button right now. Wait. Just wait, guys. You're listening to this on Tuesday. We are dos days away from chopsportsmedia.com launching. And let me tell you something. We've been watching it, and Steve has been an amazing asset to us. And he's put everything together, and he keeps fine-tuning everything. Tomorrow we're going to really go in – one last time to make sure everything's functioning right and everything like that. But the store itself, dude, he keeps showing me store merchandise and stuff, and that's going to be revamped as to what it used to be. Don't get me wrong. When we first launched the store, it was cool for what it was, and we had a lot of...
I learned a lot from the mistakes that I made in the first go-around, and I did some things right.
Like,
and
don't order hats.
I did some things right. I did some things wrong. A lot of the shipping issues are going to be taken care of because I'm only using one print provider as opposed to several,
right?
And I'm just sacrificing maybe a color of a shirt that I really wanted, but it just makes no sense. I'm here for the people. I don't want you guys to have to spend $11 on shipping to get two different shirts from two different places. So everything is going to be coming from the same spot now. And
I'm excited. Yeah. I can't wait. I was looking at it yesterday. It was
also a tidbit. Wow. Did you know that Hawaii Mike and Steve website went to college together and know each other? Mike messaged me yesterday. He was like, I was listening to your MMA podcast and you shouted out Steve. And he's like, I didn't put two and two together that he was the guy that was doing your website this whole time.
No way.
He was like, also, ask Steve to do a hockey podcast because he's really good with talking, and he, you know, obviously Steve is the man.
And we talk to him every time.
I just don't know. Yeah, I don't know that Steve has the time to do a hockey podcast, but I've said this in the past. He has an open door policy here.
Absolutely.
You can, no matter what he wants to do.
Right.
But so, Steve, if you're listening, which you probably are, even if you don't want to do one, if you know somebody that might be interested in doing a hockey podcast,
I'm sure you got some hockey hooligan friends that want to.
Send them my way, buddy.
Let's get some hockey on here. Let's get, you know, we've covered all the sports except for hockey, really. I mean, we had a basketball podcast, but we talk a lot about it here. Rube was good for what it was. You know, he was very knowledgeable. He's just off his rocker when it comes to the Mets and his football teams and his hatred for the Yankees. But like, he was a good basketball host. He knows his shit. But a basketball podcast come fall, you know, when the season rocks, comes around again. But yeah, no, we're definitely going to be adding more. You got your Packers one coming. I brainstormed last night for like a half hour, maybe even 45 minutes of like a name for my Cowboys podcast. I'm still just kind of ironing all that stuff out. But first and foremost, I know that was a long, nice, soft open, but we're all excited. We're jazzed up here. We're drinking at 11 o'clock in the morning. But don't worry, folks. This will be my only beer before the stadium, you know, just to make sure I'm able to drive my rental, which I have outside still. My truck is still in the shop.
And don't worry, folks. I'm going to be hammered by the time we leave. So yeah. I'll make up for Dave's
Gooch,
lack of
Gooch
drinking.
Gooch is going to drink my beers until I get to the stadium. My rule of thumb is get to the stadium, pound, go to the game, drink maybe one in the stadium, like a tall boy in the stadium, just to say you bought one and get a souvenir cup or something like that, you know, and then go home. And that's it. By the time the game's over, and by the time, bro, we're going to be sweating this
I'm
going
to graduate to Jack and Cokes in the Audi Club as soon as you get there. I'm going to be drinking beer.
Oh, baby. When Lenny told me that, he's like, yeah, just so you know, these tickets have Audi Club access too, in case you want air conditioning. I was
is that the type of place that gives away free gummy bears and shit lined up on the wall, or is that if you have to spend?
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
I've
gotten tickets at Yankee Stadium where I just went backstage, essentially.
Backstage.
Right? And it was fucking a wall of snacks. I was like, can I just stay here forever? They had like Italian ice, but it wasn't even Italian ice. It was like gelato.
Is this heaven?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Wow. Okay,
I was like, now I know why there's never people behind home plate at Yankee games. Because they got an executive chef pampering them and scrubbing their balls while they watch the Yankee game.
I think it was Brett, our boy Brett Shikika, who used to go to the Yankee games. He's like, I'm having lobster. I'm like, you're at the freaking Yankee game. What are you doing?
Bro, they have guest chefs that come
it's
in.
Freaking, and it's not even like Scott there's Conant, who apparently is my brother.
There's not even a guy that's like a resident chef there. They have celebrities that are known chefs around the tri-state area come in.
Bobby Flay.
And they'll have like Emeril Lagasse on Thursday. I'm like, wait, really?
Bang! So that's cool, man.
Hey guys, this is Kim from the Goddamn Jets podcast on the Chop Sports Network. And when you're me and you have to be on camera your entire life, you want to look your best. I need to tell you guys about Lashes by Kayla. They're my go-to for magnetic mascara, liner, and lashes. That's not all. Kayla offers eyeshadows, lippies, plumpers, blush, and more. This entire line is the first of its kind to market. The formula is vegan, cruelty-free, and hyperallergenic. Shoot Kayla a message on Instagram at lashes_by.kayla or visit shop.torybellcosmetics/kaylacosmetics.com.
Yesterday, we had some sad news as soon as we got done recording. We are going to promote yesterday's podcast on all of our social media platforms. And the sad news is that our beloved Sons in 4 video got taken down.
Ugh.
What a defeating, deflating feeling. For most regards, somebody's watching.
And you didn't do it any justice by posting that old picture, because we got like 20,000 more hits on that video after you posted. It was up to like 96.
What picture? What are you talking about?
The picture that you took of the screenshot and said this was taken last night.
No, we
like
got
it went up by a lot.
Yeah, it was 80,000, 90,000 accounts, man.
96,000.
96,000 accounts on Instagram saw our video. And I say our video, no, were we in the crowd filming it? No. We found that footage. We added the music. We added the hashtags. We worked on that. And I was talking to Dr. Sean yesterday, and I told him about it. He's like, you got to be kidding me. I was like, Sean, but that's the formula. We hit once, it goes. You know,
we know we're on to things here.
It's there. So he was excited about that. He's trying to make it to the opening party as well. Did not mention any kind of coin that he would toss towards it. I didn't ask him either, so that's okay. I do owe him shirts. They're in the back of my truck. And he's the 3rd of July, who we've seen twice now, are performing on the 3rd of July over at Moby Dick's in Sea Warren this week. So I can't go there unless I stumble in after my daughter's birthday.
And that was an amazing second soft opening here. So,
right? Jesus Christ. We'll get into some sports now. Why not? Because this is, in fact, a sports podcast. As I look over, and we're 13 minutes in already.
We're going to have to go over the 30-minute mark today, guys. Yeah, we'll deal with this.
We'll see. The Yankees. The team that we love so very much that we're heading to see today, that we've spent money on tickets, we'll spend money on parking, we'll spend money on inside the stadium. for a team that's piss poor. You said yesterday not to panic. I'm not saying panic, but I'm saying this team can't buy a hit. Three guys 0 for yesterday. One guy, our one of our favorite players, if not your favorite player on the team, Gio, is the only one to have two hits. Everybody else had one or none.
It's not. Gio is my favorite player.
I think he's mine too. Honestly, like between him and
Luke Voigt.
Luke Voigt's my guy. Yeah,
first of all, they've come dirt cheap. We got them for a bag of balls and a sack of nut sacks.
A whole sack of nut sacks. Wow, that's a lot of sacks.
We got Gio for $25,000.
Where did Voigt come from? Not the minor league system.
He came from, I want to say, St. Louis.
That was another trade.
How about this? We got Voigt from St. Louis for, I want to say, player to be named later and cash considerations.
Boom.
So the Cardinals could sign. Who's the first baseman that St. Louis ended up signing? He's from Arizona. I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Is it the council? No.
Pete, why don't you Google that? Oh, wait. Pete's not fucking here.
But don't worry about it.
Whoever the Cardinals signed 2 years ago as their first baseman, they got rid of Luke Voigt, and Luke Voigt's had a way better career at this point.
I don't want Luke Voigt to turn into the next Jason Giambi either. Jason Giambi was basically known for putting the ball out of the park or doing nothing. I don't think he's that way. I think he can hit for contact, but I don't think any of these other Yankees are hitting for contact. They said the stat yesterday.
Paul Goldschmidt.
Goldschmidt.
How did I not fucking remember that name? Had him in fantasy for 4 years.
So here's my thing, and they said it yesterday. Before the Stanton bomb, which I got real excited about for no reason because the next at-bat he struck out because he stinks. But what they said yesterday, ready for this? Now it's up to probably 65 to 68% of the Yankees' home runs this year are solo shots. That's insane.
And it's not because they don't put guys on base.
No, that's exactly why it's not.
No. They walk fucking 9 times a game.
Right.
The Yankees are really, really bad with runners in scoring position this year. Like,
they can't
historically
bring it in.
Bad.
Yeah, no, they can't bring it in. Nobody can hit for contact. Everybody's hitting for the only guys I could see hitting for contact on the regular is a guy like Gio, who has pop. He can put the ball over the fence. Don't get me wrong. But, like, the only time that LeMahieu is going out yard is when he puts it over the right field short porch when he goes oppo. But, like, other than that, these guys, bro, this lineup, Stanton, Judge, you know, Torres.
It's broken.
Is Torres done? Like, is that
a thing?
It's
broken.
Like,
I don't want to say he's done.
I don't want to say he's done either, but, like, this is getting ridiculous.
They're all pressing right now. I know what it's like to press because I'm pressing in softball at this
but now
current
it's time
juncture.
For this playoff time.
But they have no lefties. Besides Gardner, Hicks is out, so they have nothing to break up the lineup. It's just very easy to pitch to and game plan against them, and they have huge holes in their swings, like every single one of them.
Why are they waiting to like the trade deadline to do anything? Why don't they realize what we and you and the common fan realizes, that they need a lefty at bat? Why don't they search for this Lord and Savior? Why isn't that a thing?
The trade deadline is not what it used to be. Because of the extra wild card, a lot of these teams, they just have it's a harder sell to your fan base to give up in mid-June right now.
Yeah, you're
right. That's the way it is. You've noticed it over the past couple of years. That these all-star players that used to be rentals at the end of the season, it's not the same anymore. You might get them here and there, but it's usually a deadline deal because that's the only way you could sell it. Like, even that final week leading up to the deadline, you're going to need to see how you play. It's like, oh, if we won 5 out of 7, then we might keep our guys. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, listen.
But it's kind of better that way.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, like, seeing the teams like Houston that year get Verlander for fucking dirt cheap after the deadline, and then they win a ring because of it.
Do you think there's any merit to Scherzer being available for trade if the Nationals aren't in it?
I mean, of course. You gotta be involved, but what are we going to give up for Scherzer?
I would give up the fucking farm for Scherzer. The guy is so nasty. Even when after all the checks, did you hear about the Seattle guy? Got caught.
Amazing. But
I don't know what he did. I didn't see it. I just saw it as a headline.
I wrote down a list of players from this season that I will be a fan of forever, and he makes the list because he's saying fuck you MLB. I've been doing this. We all been doing this, and I'm gonna keep on doing it, and I'm gonna take this L for my brethren. I'm not against the sticky stuff. I know that you know that. Maybe the spider tack and the extra sticky stuff, but what everyone's been doing along,
I'm okay
with that.
If you're coming up with a concoction, like, that's another story. But if you're putting rosin with some sunscreen and like just to throw that extra, it's going to happen.
Bro, Whitey Ford openly admits that he scuffed balls and doctored baseballs. Why is it Why is he a Hall of Famer?
You probably didn't see it. John Boy tried to do it again. John Boy is now, and we know this story. John Boy is known for exposing the Astros for cheating. He got film. I'm assuming he just got it from watching the game.
Was it of the Angels pitcher puking on the mound?
Oh, that was amazing, by the way.
I don't know what was more.
Which is definitely going to be me.
What was more
minutes.
Disgusting, the brim of his hat just leaking like it was a faucet, or the fact that he puked?
He looked like Chapman. You know what I mean? Like, Chapman's always looks like that. This guy was, and he was diagnosed with heat exhaustion, and that's a thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's a scary, scary sight.
Because you know he wasn't afraid of the lineup.
Hell no, he wasn't afraid. No, not at all. But what I say is about John Boy is that there was a pitcher in the Baltimore Orioles bullpen. And I said to myself, like, as funny as this is to spy on the Orioles of what they're doing, like, obviously it ain't working. You know what I mean? The Orioles are just not good at baseball. But apparently the guy had was rubbed on his right shoulder, which is his throwing arm, underneath his armpit, apparently some kind of substance like a Bengay or some kind of like rub. And then that was it. Like, and he just kind of walked away. He was in the bullpen. And he's got the coach, like, kind of rubbing it underneath his armpit. So a lot of people are like, well, that's not his how's he going to do that? He's not going to tickle himself. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, dude, you know how many times pitchers take their gloves off and just kind of rub the ball, you know, just to get the grip? All you have to do is whoop, and then you're in, you know? But I don't know what came of that. I don't know what will come of that.
Maybe he was sore, and he needed some Bengay in his fucking...
Maybe he's just sore. I'm just saying, now there's the all eyes on everybody.
Did you see Bauer get checked yesterday?
No. What happened?
He didn't really act up, but he took his hat off. And when he took his hat off...
A cup of Vaseline?
Like Major League?
Yeah.
Was it Major League? No, a Naked Gun.
Naked Gun, right.
So he took his hat off, and what he did with his hand was he, like, rubbed his hair, right? So it kind of looked like he was rubbing whatever was on his hand onto his head. And then he, like, kind of rubbed his pants a little bit.
Oh,
and
man.
Angel Hernandez grabbed his hand and was, like, pretty much finger.
Angel Hernandez doesn't know what a ball or a strike is.
It looked like he was about to propose to him, bro. He held his hand for, like, 10 minutes. He was rubbing it down. He was reading his fortune.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, it looks like this line here circles. Is going to show you that you're going to make a lot of money pitching. And that's the wealth. Well, that's your wealth line. But not, like, I obviously all eyes on all these pitchers every day. I'm interested to see. You know, it's funny you say that about the Major League with the Vaseline out of his hat.
Naked Gun.
That's what I said. Major League.
I said it. Yeah, we're
okay.
The same,
page. The same thing. Major League. When Shoop throws one of the balls and he's like, and Bob Uecker literally like Vaseline ball, lace the center. It's a thing. Everybody knows it. Let's just get over it. Baseball. Let's get over it. But the Yankees lose again. Maybe it will take Sturch and Gooch to get to the stadium tonight. Drink some beers, yell some loud obscenities for them to turn it all around. I don't know if you're a yeller at a game. I am.
I can be.
I don't want to have my head rocking the night.
I'm not going to be the guy that everyone in the crowd is like, would you shut the fuck up already? But I will get animated, and I will stand my ground if there's a jerk off in another uniform being a jerk off. Then I'll be like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Like if somebody shows up in an Ohtani jersey or something like that, you want to
by
just
all
like pour
means.
Beer on
no, 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 no. He could wear what he wants. He could cheer for his team. But if you're being obnoxious, then you need to get the shit beat out of you.
Well, the Angels stink. So there should be no, you know what I mean? Like they're just beating the Yankees. And today they throw up and Andrew Heaney will be on the mound. He's 4-5 with a 4.72 ERA. And guess what? We probably won't hit him either. And that's
yeah, he's gonna
and
have
our, speaking
Ks.
Of pitchers, are we done with this Michael King bullshit? I know we always say this when we say I'm done with the Frazier thing. He goes yard. I'm done with this. He goes yard.
Well,
Michael King is 0-4.
We need Kluber to get back. First things
is
first.
Is he coming back? You know, it's one of the. I know he's.
I don't
like,
know.
Kind of
I honestly, I, maybe I, maybe before I fucking brought up Kluber, I should have checked if he's coming back anytime soon because I don't know. I heard he was out indefinitely a while back, and I just haven't pinned up on it.
I saw there was highlights of him kind of out in the field throwing. So,
okay,
like, that's
so,
a thing.
And Severino eventually, if he ever gets his shit together, he might eventually come back, which we really, really need.
Can you imagine if those four, you know, between Cole and Herman and those two, like, and then Jordan Montgomery at the end, and then you can kind of, like, sprinkle in Jameson Taillon, who we actually are watching tonight. Hopefully he has a decent outing. But, you know.
And the bullpen is super impressive still.
What's the guy with the mustache? Why? I'm drawing a blank. Spanish guy with the mustache. Looks like Mario. Bigger dude.
Mario?
Yeah, it's definitely his name, Mario. I don't know why. I'm drawing a blank right now. But
Estrada?
Anyway. Yes, Estrada.
So that's who we got for Talkman.
Yes. So Estrada's been good. Chad Green has been good, even though I, you know, typically don't. Even when Chad Green is on, I'm always still like, he's one bad pitch away from getting.
Chad Green would be a closer on half the league.
Right. And then
on half the teams in the league.
When's the last time we had a Chapman sighting? Like, it's been days. You know what I mean? So maybe tonight.
Was it the day that he ended up getting the W? Even though he blew the save,
that was because Boone took Sox him out.
That was the last time he saw.
That's insanity. He's the closer. We're making trillions of dollars. You know what I mean? Like, that's unbelievable. Anyway, Ohtani went yard yesterday, by the way, which is fully expected. I saw his post game interview. He just seems like you can't hate this guy. You know what I mean? He's a phenom. He's the real life Steve Nebraska for any of my scout fans out there who watch that movie. He is something special. But they compared him yesterday, which was kind of nuts. The guy was like, we haven't seen this since Babe Ruth. That's kind of nuts. And then the guy's like, yeah, the 1927 Yankees. I'm like, holy shit. That's like almost 100 years ago.
Yeah, and honestly, that's kind of true. We haven't seen this since Babe Ruth.
It's nuts.
And he's probably a better pitcher than Babe Ruth.
Yeah. I don't remember any kind of accolades for when Babe Ruth was a pitcher. Did he ever win Cy Young?
Like, but Babe Ruth is a way better hitter, but also different times. So it's this, we can't compare a 100-year generation gap between two players.
But that's just insane.
But just to do things that hasn't been done in 100 years, it's impressive. When you're talking Major League Baseball, there's been a lot of fucking games played.
Right. Yeah, the Mets drop another one. I'm sure Ibby and John Saperner will touch on their week of baseball tomorrow when they're in studio recording Till Mets Do Us Part. Schwarber, my God, that guy's a stud. He's such a stud. Two home runs yesterday. He's just a powerhouse. I've always liked him.
15 in 17 games now.
I really like
that's incredible.
Schwarber. Yeah, he should be a Yankee too.
Well, he won't be.
Okay. Anyway. Moving on to the NBA.
And if he came to the Yankees, he'd bat fucking .210.
I know, because nobody else can hit. He's not even a lefty, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
He is.
So that would have been, it's perfect. There you go. Trade everybody. There's a lot of people like that, dude. I'm not alone when I say, like, there's a lot of Yankee fans calling for the heads of basically everybody. I'm talking, like, there's no accountability whatsoever with this team. And Boone, before the game yesterday, was like, we're going to right the ship right now.
I know that the players have to play, but there's something to be said for their leadership. Boone might have to go, and people are talking like fire Cashman. Stop. The talent is there. This same exact team has been doing it and making it deep runs into the postseason.
Right.
It's not the roster, honestly. Maybe the pitching is a little iffy, but the pitching has been carrying us through the first portion of the season to this point. It's just there's no fire, and Boone second guessing himself. I don't know some of the decisions that there's no fundamentals. They got no bunting. I don't know, man. It's very frustrating to see, but I don't want to start saying trade everybody. I'm saying just fire Boone, and that might be. You need something to ignite it. You need a change. You need a new voice.
Stanton went on record last night and said it's unfair to blame Boone for anything.
Well, that what do you want?
That's player speak. I get it. Yeah, he's not gonna be like, you're right. Fire Boone. I get it, but again, we'll see. The Yankees got to do something because look, here's where I think the ownership loses their mind. This series against the Angels is a 4-game set, right? They obviously lost last night. They play tonight. They play the next 2 days. Then the Mets come to town, right? If they get shellacked by the Mets, and I'm not saying the Mets are a bad team, but it's a bad look to the organization that soon enough, the city's going to flip. The city's going to flip, and they're going to jump on this
Mets. It's happened two or three times this year where we got within one game of being .500, and then we go on a little run. We need to go on a bigger run. We need to build a little bit more up. We need to go on a bigger run. We can't fucking have the Mets of all teams drop us below .500. Could you imagine? I might delete the Facebook group if that happens. Bye, guys. See you never.
We got the website. We're all good. Bye.
Holy shit.
It's going to be, yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen because that's going to be catastrophic. But we will move on to the NBA because there was a game last night. And unfortunately, via FanDuel, you did not succeed in your bet. You live bet this game. Because I guess you had a feeling, like, I don't know where you
were. Well, I kind of thought the Clippers were going to win.
Okay.
And then the Clippers went on a huge run early, and I was like, well, they're not going to win by that much. And then I got a good line on the game and a live bet.
Where'd you get it at 7, right?
I think it was 6.5 or something like that. But either way, it wasn't worth it.
So the Suns.
I was right. The Clippers did win. I should have just taken that money line. But, you know.
The Suns can't close it out. So now, you know, I think Suns in 6 sounds a little better as far as, like, for, like, rhyming purposes and stuff. You got to see. Like, the guys are already – they're walking out of the stadium last night because obviously got a little bit out of control score-wise. Like, they weren't going to win. Guys are coming down the escalator with, like, just, like, Just like throwing up a five and a thumb saying like Suns in six. Like now it's to the point where it's like, all right, just win the damn series.
It's good basketball though.
It is.
These teams are passing, moving
the
ball around. Yeah, you watch the Nets, they play hero ball. In the playoffs, that shit doesn't work because everyone puts in effort on defense and you gotta put ball movement on the half court.
Right.
And that's what both teams are doing. You see all the injuries. I think Zubac, whatever. I can't even pronounce his name. But the big man on the Clippers, out. You got huge, huge minutes out of Cousins. Ty Lue.
15 off the bench, Cousins.
And big 15, too. Right. It was just he dominated the paint when he was in. Tyronn Lue, I've never really been a fan of him as a coach. But I'm starting to see that why he gets the credit that he gets and why he keeps on getting jobs in the NBA.
Yeah.
Because every time Ayton came out is when Cousins came in. He was like, whatever, Cousins isn't going to – I'm not going to go against DeAndre Ayton with Cousins. I'm gonna go big when they're small and small when they're big, and right. I'm going to just do it that way. And it worked out. They got guys stepping up. Man, Reggie Jackson, our new guy.
Mr. June.
Wearing the rec specs out there.
Mr. June.
And no Kawhi Leonard, no big man, and here they are, force a game six. And there's no guarantees in Game 6, Dave. You know that, right?
Absolutely.
I think this one's going back to L.A.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. Clippers in 7, maybe?
Well, it will go back to Phoenix, Game 7.
No, this was in Phoenix. Now, yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. They're going to L.A. right now for Game 6.
They can win that game. It's a good series. And again, the other side, we'll get back to action tonight. Where that series looks like the tide has turned a little bit, where it's in favor that the Bucks just might be a little too good. But who knows? Maybe we get a sprained ankle
Got to give Paul George's credit because I've been on record roasting him for a long time, and if maybe not on the podcast, but just in social media, Facebook in general, and he showed up. And for whatever reason, the announcers were roasting him all game. Like, I need to see effort. Like, what do you want the fucking guy to do? He went off yesterday.
Did you see?
And he played more minutes than anyone in the postseason by a wide margin, which I heard that on the telecast. So it's not my stat. That's theirs.
As far as the telecast is concerned, Jeff Van Gundy is such a G, bro. He literally went on record last night. He's like, this is what I'm talking about. This is the sissification of the NBA. He wanted to say pussification.
And then if he said pussification, it would have been like 10 minutes later. He would have been like, guys, I deeply regret saying what I said.
And George for 3.
I don't know that I'll ever have a job here. I don't know that I'll ever be in this booth again. And Paul George for 3.
One of my favorite moments of all time.
I showed that to my mother today.
Oh, yeah? That actual clip?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember showing my dad. He's like, he just said that? But then he carried on with his business? Like, and there's a long fly ball deep to right. Not go up 4-2. But anyway, so a good series. We got a good series. So we are 2 days away from the website launch. ChopSportsMedia.com will be launching on Thursday, July 1st. Be sure to also, I know you ran into a minor hiccup. Thank you for not telling me about the McDonough's hiccup, but we're all good. We're there. We're set for a launch party on July the 10th. You probably received an invite of some variation, whether it be me texting you or sending you the event page itself. So we all expect you guys to come out there and have a good time. Obviously, all the podcasts are rolling right now. Chart Choppers drops tomorrow, their newest episode, which oh, it's Best Mascots. We had a lot of fun with that one. We definitely had a lot of fun with that one. We have the I'm Your Football Team podcast dropping on Thursday. Then we have Till Mets to Us Part dropping Thursday. The Jets are back on Friday. We got a lot of podcasts here on the network. We're excited about them all because they're all equally doing really well. Especially the Squeaky Bum Time. Again, one more shout out to those guys in the Euros. We're watching the games here yesterday. You know, today, Germany and England, Ukraine and Sweden. So that tournament's rolling on. But there was the French, you know, they're predicted to win it all, and they get bounced in the round of 16. So there's a lot of cool things to be heard. Go check out the Squeaky Bum Time podcast as
Kick
well.
Kick it.
So for that, and wish us luck out in the 100-degree heat out here as we depart. This studio around, I don't know, what did you say, 3 o'clock? 3 o'clock sounds right?
I'm good to go as soon as we're done with the MailChimp.
So we're done with, we want to go to Stan's? Or yeah. You want to go to...
Yes.
I mean, I brought all that beer. We should probably drink all that beer, then go to Stan's, then go to the Dugout, which is across the street, then post a status that just says, the bowling alley's gone, and nobody's going to know what the hell we're talking about, like Jimmy Palumbo. So for Sturch and Gooch, this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast, and we will hopefully see you tomorrow. We'll definitely see you tomorrow. We will see you tomorrow.
Joe Schilling, knock that dude the fuck out.
To dust, bro.
He turned that poor dude to dust. And when I say poor dude, I mean the guy that deserved to get turned to dust.